that was going to stop, that according to them, that was going to decategorize the wild horses as wild animals. So therefore, they couldn't, the farmers were not, and the ranchers were not going to allow them to drink the water. What is the misconception here with this bill?
Well, that's a half true and half not. The bill was all about taking wild horses out of the definition of wildlife as pertains to the water laws. The big news that went about is that it's going to not allow anybody to give the water to horses. Well, that's not precisely true. What it dealt with was, it's such an intricate subject. The water laws in Nevada are extremely intricate. What it dealt with was the water rights, all of the water in the state of Nevada.
Well, they belong to different
people.
Is
under water rights.
Yeah.
And there are various ways of getting and keeping the water rights. And what this bill would have done is to prevent the Bureau of Land Management in particular from getting future water rights and most probably remove some of the existing water rights that the BLM had that had not yet been certificated. And I was told that the term certificated was very important.
You got to buy them.
Couldn't be certified, had to be certificated.
Yeah, you got to have a certificate, and you got to pay big for it, I'll tell you that.
But long story short, going through the process with Senate hearings, et cetera, the bill was stopped, did not pass. So, you know, everybody can calm down about that. What did occur, though, is that chairman of the Senate Natural Resources Committee put out a letter of his own that he read into the record that remanded the whole situation in regards to this bill to the Interim Committee on Public Lands and also directed the Legal Counsel Bureau to do a full investigation.
Now, didn't you have to testify? Didn't you testify at that?
Yes, I did, along with many, many others. But one of my concerns was, is when you get into things like this, and again, the laws are so intricate. When
ridiculously you get, intricate.
Nobody understands them. I don't think.
Well, how could you?
People,
you know?
Even understand them.
Yeah.
But what was forecast was lawsuits flying through the air the minute this bill passed, if it had passed.
What kind of lawsuits? Who are they going to sue?
BLM suing the state of Nevada, individuals suing the state of Nevada.
Good luck, huh? Good luck getting any money out of the state of Nevada.
I could foresee the Attorney General's office being tied up for years.
Yeah.
With lawsuits on this.
So
thing.
Where do you stand? Do you want the horses to be wildlife or not?
Of course they are, aren't they? Well, they are.
Classified as wildlife.
Within the water laws? See, that's where you get to the
intricacies. That intricate, yeah.
Within the water laws is different than within other laws. Currently, the BLM horses are in their own classification. They're not considered wildlife.
They're not considered
not wildlife.
Well, that's because they're rounding them all up, right?
Yeah, because they're
you know?
Taking them all
what
up.
What do you feel about that? Just to get your view, we were trying to get a fella that JP knows from the BLM to come in here, and he wouldn't come today.
Uh-oh.
He said, I won't come because I've taken so much flack. You can't take any more. What do you say to the BLM?
To the BLM?
Mm-hmm.
Really, Carol,
did they start out trying to do the right thing, relocating horses that are in jeopardy, living close to us and all that? I mean, was it a good thing in the beginning, a good reason to round them up?
There is oftentimes a good reason, yes. And in I'm going to steal a phrase from a friend of mine.
Okay.
I am not against the removal of excess wild horses. I am, however, very much against the excess removal of wild horses.
Yeah, the violent way that they're rounding them up.
Well, that, and I don't believe that in many cases, I believe the horses that they're rounding up are not excess.
So you think there should be more? We could handle more of them on the range.
Most definitely.
Well, the Department of Agriculture would know about that because they maintain that, don't they? I mean, they keep track and of all animals in the wild. I mean, they are the ones who decide how many mooses can be killed every year because of population overpopulation.
That is actually the Department of Wildlife.
Aha.
That does that.
Okay.
So Department of Agriculture.
Jay, we don't have moose.
They just monitor them.
let's
I'm using an example.
Okay.
Just using an example because I couldn't shoot anything if
What's
I had
next?
To eat
Penguins
one.
In Nevada?
Hey.
So Department of Wildlife, no, it does not.
Well, they know how many wild horses there are, right?
Department of Wildlife?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, no, Department of Wildlife, I'm sure, would simply use the BLM census numbers.
So who would decide what's excess and what's not? The BLM would?
BLM decides what's excess. Mm-hmm. The process, again, is complicated on a certain herd management area. They figure out how many, what they call AUMs, which is animal unit months, description of how much forage a horse and a foal would use within a month. Same thing is used for a cow and a calf. It's one-on-one. They figure out how much is available, and then they dole out a certain amount to horses, certain amount to the livestock that are on the cattle allotments there. And it's not, I keep on saying cattle, it's not fair. It's not just cattle. There's also sheep.
Yeah, yeah.
That are out there. Everybody thinks of the cattle, which, and I do naturally too. But so, and they also make room for some of the wildlife. And it has long been said that in too many cases, not all cases, but in too many cases, that the livestock are getting their unfair share.
I believe it. I believe it. And the wild is no longer wild because we're moving in and taking over everything.
That's right. But, you know, in so many of the areas where you're talking BLM and the herd management areas, there is nothing. The construction is not started. There are no residents. It's back roads of Nevada. There's nothing
so
there.
Do you think the horses would self-manage if we left them alone? Would they reach a viable
as
population?
As if they need us.
Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble.
That's good. That's what the radio show is for.
That's
get people in trouble.
I believe there are a lot of people that disagree with me on this. I do not believe that they would self-manage. In a perfect world, they would. Nature has a way of taking herself. I believe in everything.
Right.
However, today's world is not a perfect world for things like that. There are too many outside forces that prevent nature from taking care of nature.
Right. Well, it's like you can get so many licenses to kill so many deer and mm-hmm. so many other wild animals, a moose.
Mm.
And the Wildlife Department decides how many tags are going to be sold.
Right.
Well, what do they do about the horses?
Wildlife Department does nothing but about the horses. But speaking of those type of interventions, mm-hmm. it's often said that the horse has no natural predators. Well, they do have very few. They've got them, but there are very few. One of those natural predators is the mountain lion. And the mountain lion is constantly being killed off because the mountain lions interfere with the livestock. They'll kill off the livestock.
And does that have to do with ranchers?
Yes. And Dale gets out there and, they kill the mountain lions because they're interfering with the livestock. So it's just another example of why nature is no longer allowed to be nature anymore.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to decide for them.
Right.
Gosh, Carol, if you would like to donate to the Hidden Valley Wild Horse Protection Fund, Carol would love it. And you can do that at Post Office Box 9445. That's Post Office Box 9445, Reno, Nevada, 89507. Make your donations big. Do you have a website?
We do, but it's not currently in updated condition.
You better spend a little money and get that figured out.
I know.
Because that's the way people are donating nowadays.
So can somebody donate their services?
Well, you take volunteers
to get a website?
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's what you need. You need a couple salesmen to come over there and help you, Carol. Carol Abel, thank you very much. Wish you well. It's a big job. I don't even know what to say because it's so huge.
It's a wonderful job. It's something that all of us are involved in.
And I don't
in
think you said anything that controversial, so.
No.
Oh, I tried to be a good girl.
No, you were honest. You were very honest. Thank you, Carol Abel. We appreciate you. When we come back, we're going to talk to Connie McMullen. She's here from Boomer Magazine. We'll talk to her and much more coming up on Broadview at 1270 The Buzz.
1270 The Buzz. At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the Big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
I'm with Andriana from Anchor Concrete. Hello.
Hello.
So how did IT Master Services approach the job?
At home, I was having virus issues. He took the computer, was able to fix that in a timely manner with a great price.
And they showed up when you needed them.
Yeah.
Because not many IT companies do
that,
right?
That's the problem, right? Finding a reliable IT guy that you can trust your business with. And, you know, that's what keeps us running.
IT Master Services, your business network solutions team. Visit ITMasterServices.com or call 229-4255.
Have you asked your parents or grandparents how they met? In a bar, at work, through friends? In a way, it's like saying we were in a room full of people and we made a wonderful connection. Well, today at Cupid.com, we have the same room full of people, only there's a much better chance that you'll make that wonderful connection. Imagine a place with 7.5 million monthly active users to choose from. Single people looking to meet someone just like you. That's Cupid.com. Why don't you take a minute right now to join Cupid.com? It's free. Then install our app on your Facebook.